From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Turkey is claimed to have killed at least 260 Syrian and Islamic State militants in a four-day offensive in northwest Afrin province to clear the Turkish frontier of YPG Kurdish fighters. Hundreds of Kurds and their supporters marched Tuesday in Athens, opposed to the operation. President Donald Trump is expected to express U.S. concern about Operation Olive Branch in a phone call Wednesday with his Turkish counterpart Recep Tayyip Erdogan. At the State Department, spokesperson Heather Nauert said Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has already conveyed his alarm to the Turkish foreign minister.
This area that we're talking about, we understand their concerns about the PKK. So we're having conversations with the Turkish government about addressing those concerns, but also trying to bring stability and encourage them to de-escalate tensions.
Heather Nauert of the State Department saying the U.S. NATO ally understands Ankara's security concerns about the Separatist People's Workers' Party, also known as the PKK. The U.S. has called for a limited action in northwest Syria, while Ankara insists it will be a short-lived mission. The UN has expressed concern over the use of deadly force by Ethiopian security forces who opened fire on anti-government protesters Saturday. At least seven people were killed in clashes between security forces and worshippers taking part in a religious ceremony marking Epiphany in the Amhara region of northern Ethiopia. The incident came after the government's ruling coalition announced a series of reforms, including the release of jailed politicians. The Brazilian city of Sao Paulo has closed its zoo and botanical gardens as a yellow fever outbreak has killed at least 70. Cases have been on the rise during the summertime rainy season. Millions are to be vaccinated. This is VOA News.